This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Unicorn.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This has been, we were both a little bit shaky on that intro. This has been a long time since we recorded this show.
A little bit, yeah.
We got ahead. We got real ahead.
We did. I think we recorded a handful a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. We're also getting toward the finish here. I mean, Unicorn's real high up in that old alphabet.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And also we're only human.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes you're walking around in a day and like, maybe you just, you're a little tired and
yeah,
you're not doing your intro right.
No, it's fine.
It happened to the best of us and the worst of us, Gary, and the middlest of us.
Gary, we're talking about the show and not the monster.
It can happen to the last of us. So this unicorn.
Boy, here. I expected this to be far more special than it was.
Me too. They're beautiful, good horses that are kind of smart, but not that smart. That's really, really
they're
it.
They're of average intelligence.
Yes.
Is the thing. So 8 to 10. So about as smart as a regular adventurer. My problem with this is, like, in my head, and I don't know what Monstrous Manual I'm bringing this from, but like, mm-hmm. in my head, these things were like unique. Unique doesn't require any like modifiers or anything. Like, there was one of these and it was basically a god on the earth.
Oh, I don't know what that's from.
Yeah.
I've always thought that there were multiple unicorns. I thought when you said unique, like each one was a named unicorn, and like,
no,
there was like Harris, the unicorn of the East, and like John, the unicorn of the South.
Right. No, these things are so common that like this manual entry makes me believe that their horns are the sole source of potions of healing.
Well, that's the biggest point that I found right. In this is about their horns, which can be used for sources of healing. Like, there's some other stuff in this entry that's good, but mostly they're just sneaky, teleporting good horses. they're smart enough to where, like, if someone invades their grove and they're evil, they kill them. But if it's some kids throwing stones at an animal, they'll just bruise them.
Right.
So, like, I like that. Yeah. Let them go with a couple bruises, rough off of it. That thing about how their horns can be used by a single horn can be used by an alchemist to manufacture 2 to 12 potions of healing. Mm-hmm. So a potion of healing, I believe, in second edition D&D, cast the heal spell.
Okay.
Heal spell is the big daddy healing spell. Mm-hmm. Other than like major restoration and stuff, which will get rid of, like, bring somebody to full hit points, will like bring somebody from the brink of death to perfect health.
Right.
It gets rid of all diseases, stuff like that. Is it morally conscionable? Like, do we have a moral imperative to hunt and harvest these things?
Right. Is one unicorn worth saving 12
12 people?
12 people. Yeah. You know, so the unicorn, magical creature, protects a forest. Okay, fine. 12
horses
people.
Are great.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. 12 people could go and save an infinite number, you know, a large number of unicorns. So, like,
yeah,
maybe we're comfortable killing 1 in 10 unicorns to make 10 people better able to do their job, probably protecting the same forest.
Yeah, like we if you get, like, I'm just imagining this campaign hook where, like, if you get saved by this unicorn potion, like, one, you plant a tree like every year on your birthday.
Okay.
Two, like, you have to spend like a shift at war. What is it? A tour of duty.
Yeah.
A war shift.
You
have to go put in a shift.
Trade one with Randy.
The night war. you had to put in a tour of duty, like, to protect the forest.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get some ranger training. But then it's like, that seems like a way more sustainable way to do this. You know, call me human centrist, but like, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a utilitarian thing.
Yeah.
Like,
well, the thing is, they only live 1,000 years, so you can't just wait for one to die, like, to die naturally, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you could, but that's not going to be good enough horns.
No,
you know?
It's not sustainable. Like, you're cranking these things out.
Yeah, as long as there's no, but there's nothing in here that says that you can't, like, breed them, right? They mate for life, I think.
Yeah,
but you could still breed unicorns.
True. I wonder if it's a situation, it doesn't say if the horn grows back or not.
Oh man, cool. What about casting an enlarge spell and then cutting off the horn and harvest?
But you would have to kill the unicorn first, because I'm not going to kill a unicorn that's the size of a mountain.
Well, not with that attitude, you're not.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.